I don't want to rule or conquer anyone. I should like to help everyone if possible. Jew, Gentile, black man, white. We all want to help one another. Human beings are like this. We want to live better.
When one is able to repeatedly step into the purity and heart and space of genuine and heightened awareness, miracles manifest. Conscious evolution becomes inevitable, and the revelations to one's spirit becomes revolutionary within the simplicity of its own essence. Awakening then becomes of it to where the destination of such a path, when one has answered to the calling, unfolds to reveal the ripening of one's universal truths. The book of positive light, remembrance of the heart.
Now, the 100th monkey phenomenon, which is the topic of main focus tonight, refers to a sudden spontaneous and mysterious leap of consciousness achieved when critical mass is reached. Now, I have always been intrigued by this phenomenon because of my own experiences with my own journeys, and so I decided to do a show on the 100th monkey effect. I placed a call out to the universe, and wouldn't you know, right into Facebook. And wouldn't you believe, a dear and old friend had responded back in return. And so today on Quantum Mindfulness Radio, I have with me tonight a very special guest. And he is Steve Spooner. How are you doing, Steve? How are you today?
I am just great. How are you, brother?
I had to laugh there because that's what you basically get out of me. Just the laugh, let it go, just the love. And that was my very first experience from you in Sedona, Arizona.
I sure do. That was loads of fun, loads of connection. What a high vibration.
Yes, it was the most high vibration that I've ever experienced in a long time. And ever since then, it was just a journey to the next stages of my journey. And we're here with you to basically experience your journey. And how did you come about in this entire field of enlightenment and the evolution of humanity? Tell us a little bit about yourself and your beginnings.
Well, the 10-cent tour is I've always been a seeker. I've also chosen to not really roll with a particularly spiritually looking life for quite a while. In a field I never would have thought I'd be working as I do, and it's fabulous. My last big field was as a custom woodworker, and or cabinets or whatever, and nothing, no matter how happy a client was, nothing beats the joy in my heart of watching their higher self and to the universe and shed the stuff that isn't serving them, and making a piece of furniture is never going to beat that.
Right, exactly.
So, I love this gig.
And you said it yourself. It's the whole, I guess it's a high for you and me and everybody who have been doing this. For me, it's been the last couple of years. You for many, many years. And it's finding that that high and how people just resonate. And you can see it within their eyes. The beauty that once they have seen what you see, it's like, it's the aha moment, you know? Can you describe that? I mean, I've seen it many times, but for our listeners who have not had that experience, can you describe what you see when people have awakened, per se?
Well, I sense, because I try and keep our verbiage out of... whole lot of people getting a whole lot of messages through sensation right now, but a lot of us, and then they doubt their messages because they didn't see it. You can hear it, you can just sense it. But I sense, and I'm almost like a funnel on top of them that just got 10 times bigger.
Right.
A shift in their perception of what truth is.
Exactly.
I often call, know that now, can you moment? Kind of like the world being round, all about it being flat. Well, once you knew it was round, you couldn't unknow that. It changed everything. That's what these leaps that we're doing in our consciousness right now are. And and people can have in days. Everything's so beautifully compressed. So it's pretty much all about to grade it. It can come in.
And that's the subject matter for tonight's show. It's the 100th monkey phenomenon. And even just the word phenomenon puts a... Yes, and this is not, you know, any monkey business. And to tell you the truth, it's not serious business either. We got to take this lightly, but I guess that's the whole thing about it. The light, enlightenment, wouldn't you say?
Take it lightly, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, we want to move into the light, but if you're holding all this seriousness about everything, that, so a lot of that is about coming into terms with just how serious we took it and learning to laugh at yourself. Wow, look, I was, and I realize I'm not that.
and that's the thing about...
And look at all the people I called it that.
Right, yeah. And
I should thank them instead of being angry at them.
And that's what people have done for us. They've provided that lesson for us. And like you mentioned from previous conversations, you know, it's not about the seriousness of it. And that's the illusion. It's just everything that we see within our five known senses, if, according to quantum theory, you know, these five senses only holds a, what was it, 8, 9? I'll give it maybe 10%. Of total reality, but you know, it's leaning more towards the 8%. And we talked about the five senses. Can you further collaborate on that?
Well, I sure can, because I kept banging you about the head saying, remember there was six.
And we will be talking about that, and that was totally unexpected for me. So sex. Okay.
8%?
Yeah. Well, we'll give him 8%. You know, I'll give him that. But what else is on the
8%,
remainder?
8%, it's the six that takes up the other 92%. There you go.
What was the other 92%? So what was that again?
Sense.
Right. Yeah.
And that's the access to all you. If you wanted to start playing in body stuff. You know, you want a happy pineal to play in there. Pineal gland, and done ourselves much service on that lately, but we're sure shifting that. It's our sixth sense that makes up the, if you were talking about hundreds, you know, 100 complete percent access through that sixth sense that you access through understanding it and vibration.
Right. And when we talk about that 92%, we are going into the realms of, I guess you can include the whole research about DNA within itself. Before scientists had made mention that much of that 92% of the DNA that we just did not know too much about, and they just couldn't explain. They referred to that as junk DNA because they just didn't know what it did. And now from our understanding from the people that we've been associating with, a lot of the endearing souls who have brought us this approach, this understanding, this wisdom that, you know, there are many components of that 92% that we just don't know, that we are unconscious of, but it's because we have not ignited those certain parts of our DNA to be exposed to that other realms of reality. We only know 8% or less or 9%. We don't know. But significantly, we just don't know that other portion. But that's what we are starting to delve in and how that relates to the 100th monkey effect, right?
Well, I think if we were in full... if we fully, we just couldn't handle it. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
So, you know, you're allowed to integrate.
There's no way.
What you can integrate, I guess, as a caveman who's figured out or something at this motorcycle, and he can make it start, and wow, it can go 20 miles an hour, but there's all these parts, and I think they're just junk. Huh, why'd they put all this stuff here? Well, as he gets holes in his vibration, he realizes, wow, there's that turbo boost button right there, and that engages all those things that are the same with our DNA.
Right. And that all relates to consciousness. Now, going back to the 100th monkey effect, you made mention over many conversations that this taught behavior in relationship to Dr. Watson's research on his 100th monkey effect, his phenomenon, this philosophy that he has taken up and for which he has been known by, it is not a wisdom, a teaching that is learned intellectually. It is something that is derived from inwardly, consciously, that is known not through physical connection through matter within itself, but in other realms that we just cannot explain with those five senses.
Yeah, the sixth. And that's the one that takes it in. A wonderful example, and I won't get the numbers exact, so bear with that. I ran some studies with human consciousness. So they would expose a test group of people to a drawing, and the drawing was one of those that had faces, just faces. Mm. So say there was 20 faces, and they were all repeated five times to create a drawing with 100 faces. Exposed to that, and they were asked how many individual faces they could pull out. So you couldn't say, oh, well, there's four, no, that's one. And on average over the time period, they would get, and that was found to be consistent. Then one day in the UK, after that, city where the 20 faces were. And then an hour later in Australia, no physical connection whatsoever, they ran the same test. And now people were picking up 11, 12, because the consciousness had absorbed the information. That's pretty proving of it all.
That's just, that's amazing. That really just is amazing. I think, and again, that's just one of the research studies that many of our current scientific endeavors have tried to delve into. And all of these quantum type of philosophies and hypotheses have been proven time and time and again to relay the same thing. And I guess that along the lines of consciousness, reality, and that's why, you know, there are people like you and me, and there are some people who are the teachers, and they're not really people who know all the knowledge, that they are the gurus, you know, we are it, and follow me. It's not all about that. It's from what you have been resonating within this school of remembering that you are a part of, that you are trying to nudge the masses, the population, and even just one person at a time to remember, right?
That's it.
This is Mark Marshall, and I'm proud to say that my music is being played here on the 24-hour music channel at bbsradio.com, where there's anything but the mainstream, and they truly do love independent music. You can find out more about me at markmarshall.com, and stay tuned to BBS Radio.
My portal to what I'm able to do and share now was essentially all through realizing I didn't have to learn virtually anything.
Exactly.
And when I started applying my A, and I would describe it for the brain mind, the old lines of learning, and ignite them, well, the information was there. I disregarded that, and I just went to remembering. So I would open up a book on learning a healing modality, and I would just ask to remember, and I'd get got it, and I could go ahead to chapter 14, it process to quicken. And then when I realized that the clues here for me, how would I put them, and then how would I remember them, and then boy, the information and the increases just started to flow. So I'm remembering new stuff in many spiritual modalities. The statement has always been, you have all the answers within. Always. And we keep looking outside of ourselves. No, you have the answers because you just forgot how to access.
Exactly.
So I rings, because I'd like to not really call them teachings, because I just share how to get your own access to that so that you're not dependent on any guru, anybody else, and you're not, because it's your own.
And that's a great way to put it out there, to explain about it. And like you said from earlier conversations about the words that we speak, that there's certain vibrations, energies, frequencies that invite that. And then when you put it out there, you get that back in return. Not the whole teaching of things, just to reiterate from what you said earlier, it's the sharing. And that's, oh, wow, that really resonates with me. It's not the teaching, because teaching is more, I guess you would say, more egoic in nature. But the sharing, and when, and I don't know if you have experiences, and I'm sure you have, but when you share a particular experience, a certain conversation, it brings up more inwardly from the individuals who are participating in that conversation, and it opens doors if you're at a heartened space. And in a conversation like this, I have experienced a lot of things that I almost forgot about, but remembered just from talking to you. And so thank you. I, you know, every interaction that we've had, it's just another evolution within my being. And then, you know, when I evolve myself, I help others evolve the same. And it's the mirror effect, wouldn't you say?
We're all just mirrors for you. So vibrate, you know, as we increase our consciousness, we vibrate at a different vibrational. There's no good or bad height, but that's how we humans perceive it. So we attract the different vibration, own that different vibration in our reality here. Kind of like the old days of TV, when there were some sort of oscillating wave that your television received for channel 3. And when you switched the dial to channel 4 wavelength, it fed you the channel 4 wavelength. That's essentially what our dimensional chain is. Our vibration, well, old vibration doesn't sit in anymore. So even in our lives, the people that were vibrating with channel 2, well, not really hanging out with them so late. Found a new bunch of playmates. They're vibrating here. Right. It's funner.
It's a better station, it's
people
I guess.
Have liked,
yeah.
No good. Say better is judgment.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Right.
We got words. Into this little... Mm-hmm. By holding judgment, and that was the core of what you were getting, and why I choose to say I share, not teach, because teach has me sitting a couple of steps up, and you've seen, and in Sedona, what was the line? Hey, I'm up on the stage. The only difference between the stage and you is 3 steps, so what? And then I'll start sharing it. We're all the same. If we're building a beautiful house, I do good plumbing, but hey, over there's a good drywaller to offer to that.
And that's what we're doing here. We're building a new house, right? We're creating.
Yep.
And when you're creating, you're building, you know, not only just crossing the bridge, but you're washing your hands of the olden and the olden paradigm of things. And now you are acquiring the newer energies of an existence that we have to differentiate from what we were, and now that we are becoming evolving. And there are many aspects of this. It might be difficult for a lot of people, but then, you know, if you raise the difficult nature of all this encompasses, then, you know, you're just basically still holding on to the past of things, what was before. And so building a new house, that's what we're doing. And that's, again, the 100th monkey effect that's going on here. We are transitioning into a paradigm shift, right?
Absolutely. Shifting our vibration and all going home.
All going home. That's right.
But the difference this time is creating from a unity place, from literally the vibration of unity. And that's not that difficult to acquire anymore. And certainly part of what I share and teach is the key tones and some that unity vibration. And then once you're there, it's like a key code to other places. But we've always created from polarity and down, us and them. That's the biggie.
Now,
as long as there's us and...
Right. Yeah, it's a...
That one's...
About unity.
Not negotiable.
We got to 95 and 5. Is that unity?
No. Unity's unity. Not negotiable.
And that brings up a quotation from, who was it, Thich Nhat Hanh. He had made mention, I'm not really sure about the details of that quotation, but it resonates around the fact that the illusion is within our separateness.
Totally. You could span all this into maybe four sentences. One day we were sitting with God, one with all things. It was bliss. And we thought, I wonder what it would be like to be separate from God. And we are so powerful at creating that we created it. And then ego stepped in and said, wow, no, this experiment. And so we as humanity have tried everything possible in a dream to prove that we could be separate from God. Hence from base needs, root chakra, survival existence. Forget God isn't worried because he knows we're dreaming. He, she, it. And just waiting for us to wake up. Possible.
Right.
How could you be separate from me, my child? You are me. I love you so much. Just wake up and join me. It's all a dream.
And the reality.
And people talk about the reality. The reality, and we've talked about sixth sense. And we're so thinking that this is the... When people are in a dream state, and they're dreaming in sacred space of the heart, knowledge about in a tiny space of the heart, there's no polarity in there. There's no ego. And we know in truth. So if in your dream state and in a meditative state, there's no ego, well, that might be a little the one that we're living here, where ego keeps going, you're not good enough, you should rethink this. Oh my God, you couldn't be in your power. That doesn't seem so real to me.
And yeah, you mentioned it a couple of seconds ago about the meditation. And many of your workshops that you are currently holding, either regionally or in America or many other parts of the world, because from my understanding, you do make pilgrimages out there to Machu Picchu, Peru, and many other the sacred sites.
I like to travel. It's a beautiful. Oh, it's fun.
Yes. It's the teaching ground or the sharing ground of things is in these places that we share together, especially these sacred sites. Now, can you be able to describe some of your experiences, not only of yours, but how it integrates with many of your clients who will share this remembering of this wisdom of the heart and how it interrelates with meditation, this raising of consciousness, this evolution of things that we are experiencing one person at a time until we reach a critical mass to where everyone is experiencing the same.
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to take out the word client, because that's what
right.
We are. In the experiences, right now I'm my guides, all the kids, have dropped in a new, it's called grounding the new masculine or grounding the new feminine. Everything's, and essentially we're in a state where many have done their work and they've kinds of things that don't serve them, dark corners, and realize what they're not. And we're in the planets are all aligning and it's sort of coming together really quickly. But we're kind of sitting here going, okay, well, I know what I'm throwing me a bone about what this is. What is the new masculine? Because I know the old way did. What does it mean to be the new feminine, the divine, empowered feminine? And we've about physical gender. The empowerment of the divine feminine was for all beings, masculine, feminine. We've been here a pile of times, and you've been both. So there you go. So in this work, we take people into this tiny space, the sacred space in the heart, teach them, and their own stories come in, their own impulses. It's not guided as an fill in the blank to absolve you of or whatever. It's there's your space. Now feel it. And once they're in there, they can heal things on a just an amazing level, because they're working with other higher selves. And so the experiences that are happening are people coming out of these workshops and people that had been in conflict for some time, are gone. They're not like, oh, wow, and we need to have that last conversation. God, the bitterness, the anger, the frustration, whatever, the vibration, weeks in. Often with big spiritist workshops, everybody's in home just flying to Pluto and back. But it has a hard time sticking into the next week or weeks after. And these things, because of the meditative space to be able to create and access them, they're sticking. There's the tools in there to ground it here. So it's making profound effects over time with people. And that's how we reach critical mass. Everybody gets many get really the idea of critical mass. Oh, my God, however many the planet is, plus one. Oh, how could we ever get there? Good, effective vibration work is done. It shifts all kinds of people who never even went to the experience. That's how strong, high, good, pure, integral vibration can be. It's just truth. Can't argue with that. It's just truth. And people see that in these spaces, and then they're given the tools to act with it. So it, and it's about their empowerment. They're getting their own answers for what their plan here was, and it feels right. One of the participants sent back in their questionnaire, which I didn't send out for a bit. I wanted to see how well it surely took. And he said, you know, I used to, are decisions easier to make? And he said, oh, you know, I used to guess, but now I just know. I'm not sure I've got those tools to go in and ask and feel for it. And the process takes 60 seconds. And I'm moving forward knowing it's vibrationally right, feeling the power behind it instead of the old way of doubts and rechecks. And so beautiful, beautiful stuff. And about vibrational change that is affecting other people, and that's how we work this critical mass idea.
Wow, this is just amazing stuff that you are doing for all of humanity, and sharing not only your experiences, but and bringing people together and helping them to awaken and to remember their hearts and what we were always meant to do. And so we are concluding this segment of the show. But when we return back to Quantum Mindfulness Radio, we will be further, you know, continuing this conversation about the many experiences with his clients. But also, we will be talking about the sexual matters of things as it relates to everything that's going on here. The increasing, the evolution of things in consciousness, and then the raising of our awareness and consciousness of all things to come. Again, I thank you.
Oh, that sounds so serious. We're monkeys. How fun it's getting having physical form here. And what you can do, that's it.
And we will return our Quantum Mindfulness Radio. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, Steve.
Much love.
Hey, much love. Look at that. That was awesome. Yeah. You know, yeah. I was just like, you know what? I'm going to throw the script out. I'm just going to ask questions from my heart, man. And
best way to roll, brother.
We just got to let it flow. I can see why the two times didn't go through, because it just wasn't meant to be. And so I was like, you know what? Forget it. I'm going to laugh. I'm just going to, like, you know, let my personality go through. Let your light shine through with what you speak. And let's just do it. So, yeah, thank you for that. So it feels a lot better just to speak from the heart, you know?
Hi, guys. This is Angelica Redland. Now you can listen to my music from the CD So Far here at BBS Radio. If you like it, do check out my website, angelicaredland.com. You can also visit my MySpace, and it's myspace.com/angelicaredland. Take care and hugs to y'all.
Okay, and now we are back to Quantum Mindfulness Radio, and I have with me Steve Spooner, and we are continuing our conversation, sharing this moment about the Divine Feminine, about the School of Remembering, and also with the workshops that he is throwing in the Ontario, Canada region and grounding in the unification of the new masculine and feminine energies. It will be a three-part workshop in which he will explain to you the significance of this and how it relates to our higher evolution in consciousness and awareness. So, Steve, if you could, please elaborate furthermore on what you do within these workshops.
Well, God, I'd love to, but let's do that later, because I'll talk about some sex stuff last.
The sex stuff, that's right.
That's pretty old stuff.
Right. Okay, that's right. I didn't make mention
of that. Oh, you have to mow the lawn and make a supper.
And yeah, I mean, we're talking about the sexual nature of things as far as it relates to this. Now, according to the mind, we are interpreting this as, you know, what we see as, I guess, negative from what judgment portrays when we use the ego. But within this sense, when you talk about the sexual nature of inviting the unification of the masculine and the feminine, what does this in itself portray for you? What does it mean to you and how it relates to your workshops?
Well, the idea is we need to be in balance within ourselves. All change comes from within. You want to see peace in the world, be at peace yourself. So if you want to see balance in the world, be in balance yourself. And that's it always. Balancing our spiritual energy with our emotional energy, with our physical energy. If we're all in the physical and we ignore the other two, we're out of balance. Or if we're all in the spiritual, but out of the emotional and physical, we're out of balance. I mean, regardless of our gender and whether we stand or sit to pee, we're out of balance. So, you know, we look at balancing within, and as that applies to sexuality, to the other gender, and get to the point where you feel that within your physical being. But the sexual of those in feminine form is certainly out there right now to be a big, oh yeah, we're shifting. Whether you want to or not, and you don't have to think it all in, because a lot of it's just going to happen. So you can either know that it's happening and put your momentum, or you can just allow it to happen to you. So, perfect example, the sexuality and orgasmender. 40, 50 years ago, you know, many in feminine gender weren't able to achieve orgasm. It was a smaller percentage of the population in any way, shape, or form. And over that period of time, as the feminine energies on planet have been empowered, so has physical form for women. So now there's an element to, you know, one particular style of orgasm for women that was years ago, is it even possible? And that's the ability to release. And now it is out there. I mean, many, many women are able to achieve that. Now, no one told them in health class do that. No one instructed the emotional journey that had to occur in order to allow our physicality to get there. As no one instructed the young boys in the physical things to do, allow them to achieve that. Yet there it is. The bodies have been evolving, and no, it's opening up. So there we go. It's affecting our base reality. That's form and vibration. Able to work at a higher vibrational level, our bodies, particularly those in feminine gender, are able to go places they weren't able to go 50, 60 years ago, even 20 years ago. So once we realize that and start opening to that and going with the tide instead of allowing it to just come in, well, now that could get a whole lot of fun now, couldn't it? And it's physical at that point, because now you're bringing in emotional, spiritual balance to it. Yet we ground it in form, and we ground these new energies, new abilities here. And they defy our belief systems. Because belief systems, boy, that's been a tough one for humanity. Are masculine. Like, if you were to define a belief system, it's a straight line. It's rigid. All change that humanity has ever experienced, whether it's to the wheel, to the cell phone, to going to the moon. All change here occurs when we're in a state of suspended belief, because that's the only way it can happen. If you believe that it can't, it won't. So when we're in a state of suspended belief, change can happen. Well, maybe that's more coming back, we ground to an idea that's feminine, a better system of travel. and then it flows. It's allowed to have things added. Okay, well, we got the wheel. Let's wait another 100 years to put two of them on something.
And when you mentioned the suspended state of belief, I could equate that and parallel that in itself to the theory and philosophy of zero point, to where we wipe the slate clean, and to all the little these little figments in that slate, if we are able to clear that with more of the positive and more of the goodness and of the higher energies of things, we create a new existence, a new reality, a new a creation of what we are trying to do here, as you and me, as bridge makers, as awakeners, as the sharers of our hearts, and allowing them and in ourselves to reach together as one in unity and unity consciousness.
Absolutely. It's the higher, you know, you talk about the higher vibration, but that's why we can cut through so much bullshit right now. Now there's just truth. From non-truth to something else, well, why don't we just go to truth? You know, we used to do it in increments. Why don't we just go to truth?
Straight to it.
Create from there. Create from the unity of truth. There's no polarity. There's no us and them. And yes, someone to create utopia, they create a balanced utopia. When someone is in the current vibration of how we perceive and utopia, usually there's stuff. Well, I got a lot of stuff. And it was, you know, utopia for me is a big house and this and that. And yeah, I'll let people come be spiritual on my land. Oh, oops. Mother Earth's going, yeah, you don't own me. You're just a caretaker.
Right.
Figure it out. Go into relationship with me, not on me.
And now with that,
as I say with the heart, go into relationship with it.
Right. Go with the flow as opposed to resisting.
Go with...
I think that's huge.
It can be a lot funner surfing that wave than just feeling them roll over you.
Right. Submitting yourself to the way things are flowing. Trusting in the process.
Yeah.
There you go.
So that's my segue, oh listener. Watch me shift this interview in a heartbeat. Joel and I were speaking between the takes, and he was sharing with me how we'd actually started a couple of takes that were a little more on a script, and they just weren't recording, and we got off the script and just we started speaking more, and Joel threw out the questions, and he was sharing with me how that felt in his physical being while we were on the break. Hey Joel, why don't you share that with your audience?
Oh yeah, when I was confronted in, I guess, by spirit, or just the way energy has been coming towards me with what I've been putting out there, I've been faced with a lot of, should you say, motivational speaking events where, you know, in all honesty, I just don't favor the whole fact of being up there in front of audience members and all eyes are me. I'm more of an introvert for the most part. And then I just, you know, just confronted myself and asked myself, is this what you really want to do in your mind? Or is this something that you really want to do out of your heart? And that was a huge question. And so, you know, and in all honesty, people can basically, you know, relate to this, and that when we speak out of intellect alone, we can work off of a script. And there's that certain sense of interdependence on that control that we do have. And in all honesty, we just don't have control. We just have to let ourselves loose to submit to whatever is going on and just go with the flow of things and to trust in the process. So when I started to basically gravitate away from the script that I had set forth for Steve here, the tape just started recording efficiently, fluently, and without any resistance. And so there is a huge and significant difference between speaking from the heart as opposed to the intellect. And imagine if, wow, we are to combine those two worlds together. And it's what the Tibetan Sanskrit has mentioned many times on over through many different spiritualities and belief systems, that when we are to bring those two worlds together, wow, Steve, we can move mountains, my brother. We can move mountains.
We can.
Yeah. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to allow people to, you know, humanity, all of life, to see past the illusion of things, the truth. And that's what this whole topic is about, the 100th monkey effect, and reaching that certain level of understanding and the acknowledgement of this wisdom that there is truth. And when we see past that with simplistic eyes, and we see past the mirage of things, the illusion, it just breaks down to what Steve had mentioned earlier, truth. That's what it's all about. That's what everybody's searching for. But Steve, where is this truth? Where can we find this? Well, from what we have talked about earlier, where is this truth?
I found mine in the meditational spaces, through going into this sacred space of the heart, into this tiny space of the heart. I've also found mine through working in other countries. I found a lot of mine working with some plant medicine in Peru. And moments where you just know truth and you can't unknow it, but it changes it in a beautiful way.
Steve.
Just because you're just coming from truth. And even in my teachings for the last few years, or my sharings, I would often find in the souls in the room. I would have to prove it to the mind, enough to the mind. And I watched that needed the mind to be proven start diminishing. Until it's virtually, I can throw a new concept into a room. If people have the tool of truth, it doesn't. And it's a 60-second process. It just is. And we're not double-checking, we're not playing in the mind. Give it a rest. Feels right. I'm moving forward with this for a bit. It's a little catchphrase sometimes I've thrown about. You know, try 7, 14, 30 days, you don't like it, you know, gladly refund your misery.
We will refund your misery. Wow, I don't think people will want that.
You can always go back to what you are and what you've been. Right. And the whole point of these new things, to feel for the new, to trust, and elements of what was well with us from our past, but what doesn't, let it go. Right. Actually, sometimes we get stuck in keeping the same teachers endlessly in circles, and people will say, oh, well, my totem is bear, and that means bear's got some lessons for you, but once you get those, other totems can come in, and if you're sitting there going, no, I'm going to be bear for this whole life, it's essentially like saying, I really like Mrs. Hutch. She's my grade 7 teacher in whatever, geography. I'm just going to stay here because this is really comfortable. And eventually, you just can't. And that's, for humanity, that's a lot of where we're at. Wow, this is everything I thought I was supposed to be, but it doesn't feel so happy for me anymore. Something's not in truth about it. And then you get to see truth. And that's it. And you can't unknow that. And that's the beauty of truth. Into all the science, there's truth.
Well, within the heart, it's truth. You know, this purity, there is a legitimacy. You can't unwaver from the truth when you're in that heart and space. And within that truth, you know, that's where what they say, and I've questioned this many times, but I understand now through the heart that the teacher will come to you, or the sharer will come to you when the time is right. The healer will come to you when the time is right. And that's when you begin to acknowledge that truth, and the teacher and the healer is within. And you know, just like from a few shows ago, we talked about the Polynesian philosophy belief system of Ho'oponopono, and this was a system derived from Dr. Ihalekala in Hawaii. And the only way that we can heal our neighbor, the world, the universe in itself, is if you heal yourself, and that's the power that we have. That's the power that we have, Steve. Within the last 2.5 minutes of this broadcast, can you further collaborate on that and the power that we can get from the many activators who are listening to the show or who have listened to the show and people who have listened to it and have passed on the message to other people? What can you tell them as far as the calling to activate and to awaken the many components of humanity?
Well, with some trust. So there's a good one. And any's going to have a little bit of fear to it for a while. There's two things here. There's love and there's fear. And my God, one of them's not real. Look at every time we faced a fear, it never ended up being real, and we always ended up laughing at ourselves. So step forward. There's going to be a lot of people listening to this that are working in healing modalities, are out here trying to help shift this. And you're wondering whether you're hearing messages. Maybe it's time to start sharing. Maybe it's time to start teaching this, sharing it with greater people. For Joel, these things, just as we said, the teacher will appear when you're ready. So will the opportunities to share when you're ready. So if you don't think you are, but the situation's presented itself, step in, my love, my brother, my sister, just go do it. You're empowering the people in the room to do the same, to step up. If we all waited till we had all the knowledge bearing,
wow,
and we're not to step in, do it from your heart. If you got to write a script, put down 5 things you want to share, just the points, and then open up to their work in a few stages here and there. They're hearing from, and I wrote this thing for the, I wrote a speech for that, and they walk on stage and they look in their box.
How ridiculous.
Well, I guess somewhere your higher self's going, no, you're... And it goes fine.
Right.
And that's the key to remember. And it goes fine.
Just the way how it was supposed to be.
Yeah.
Oh, Steve.
So for those that are interested in this kind of work and the activations...
Yeah,
these new teachings and vibrations to activators. So right. if that draws you, look up my web.
And your website is?
Peace is in being.
Peace is in being.
EACE.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because isn't that just the truth?
It is the truth.
For years, we chased joy, applied joy and happiness to our life, and we thought at the end there would be peace.
Right. And that's what it's all
never
about.
Never seemed to work out, but create peace first and add joy.
And definitely so. That's what it's all about. Peace. Truth. That is the 100th monkey effect. And I tell you what, right, this ain't no monkey business. This is the real deal. This is a laughing and loving moment unification. Steve, my brother. Thank you so much for enlightening me and sharing this wisdom and this love and this purity and this legitimacy and truth and allowing me to grow. I tell you what, in the last 2 minutes, I went through something energetically. I don't know where I went to, but I was pummeled with all of this energy, and I haven't felt like that way since... Sedona, last time I met you. We're going to have to talk about this after the show, but definitely this relates to the work that me and Steve Spooner were meant to do together in collaboration. So, the word here as far as Mr. Steve Spooner is concerned with is activation, being an activator. And so when we conclude, that's exactly what we're going to leave it off with, activation, and that's what we're doing here. Thank you, Steve, for joining me here on Quantum Mindfulness Radio.
My pleasure, brother. I'm going to close with a line that's going to become famous. Not my quote. If you think one day you're going to laugh at it, you're going to laugh at the situation, you're going to laugh at yourself, well, you might as well start today. And
I
the
love
person
it.
Who said it was Marie Osmond.
Oh, Marie
Thank
Osmond.
You, Marie.
Now, how about that?
The only difference between it all is time. So let's start chuckling. Makes the flow easier, makes life better. Yeah, yeah. Much love, my friends, my brothers, my sister.
Much love, brother. This track and the many other songs of his creation at www.agent11.com. www.soundcloud.com/agent11. Again, that is www.soundcloud.com/agent11. And if you had missed the show or any other previous broadcasts, please visit us at Quantum Mindfulness Radio's official website at www.quantummindfulnessradio.com. Again, that is www.quantummindfulnessradio.com. All previous and prior broadcasts are archived on the BBS Radio Network. Please join us every other Monday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on the BBS Radio Network. Again, I thank you once more for joining us here tonight on Quantum Mindfulness Radio.